You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Robin Hicks, an AIDS.gov project associate, and Ashley Bush, the interactive designer, and was originally posted on January 29th, 2013. Pinterest is a social media platform that demonstrates the power of photo sharing, helping users connect through similar interests. If you're an avid pinner, you've seen the boards that users typically create on topics such as fashion, apartment decor, or tourism. Government agencies and nonprofits are seeing the potential for using Pinterest to create boards focusing on topics such as HIV/AIDS, safe sex, and healthcare reform. The Pinterest application fosters content shared in a unique and visual way. Pinterest is similar to pinning photographs and other items on a corkboard. Content found anywhere on the web can be pinned to a virtual board, and the amount of boards you can create is endless. Many users create boards to pin all their favorite recipes from different food-related websites or to organize and share items they want for their birthday. You can also browse boards created by others to discover new things and get inspiration, and follow other users' boards so that the new content they pin can be seen on your own personal feed. Right now, the majority of Pinterest users are female, and about half of those females are ages 25 to 44. Also, about 50% of Pinterest users have children. Pinterest receives approximately 1.36 million visitors every day, with an average time spent of 15 to 16 minutes. Some government agencies and nonprofits are using Pinterest to raise awareness of important social and health issues, including HIV and AIDS. For example, PAWS Magazine has a well-established presence on Pinterest, and many of their boards share content relating to HIV and AIDS, research updates, infographics, and PAWS heroes. Such boards can serve as a call to action or a means to inspire through stories of people living with HIV and AIDS and those who have been a part of the effort to address the epidemic. The federal government's presence is growing on this platform. At the beginning of January 2013, the General Services Administration, or GSA, announced that Pinterest was added to their terms of service. In addition, the White House has used Pinterest to share behind-the-scenes images and foster a connection with the public, using the platform to showcase images not available on whitehouse.gov. In addition, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Prevention Information Network, or CDC's NPIN, uses Pinterest to share content on hepatitis prevention, promote HIV/AIDS campaigns, encourage individuals to get tested, and broadcast important messages related to HIV. So be sure to visit their Pinterest page to learn more about campaigns such as Testing Makes Us Stronger and Let's Stop HIV Together. AIDS.gov sees potential in this platform because we want to meet people in the online spaces they're currently using. Pinterest will be another social media tool AIDS.gov can use to combat HIV stigma, promote HIV testing, and share resources. As of January 29th, we were pleased to present our first board in observance of National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. So check out AIDS.gov on Pinterest. We look forward to using an additional platform to present important information to our followers.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at AIDS.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.